I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. The majority of the 80-plus fellows with the New World Symphony are musicians in the transition period between finishing their music education and starting a career with a fully professional group. First-year violin fellow Colleen McCullough, however, came to the New World Symphony earlier this season from a slightly different angle. She's already had quite a bit of experience with professional orchestras.
My first symphony job was with the Wichita Symphony when I was 18 years old. And from there, I transferred to New England Conservatory, and then from there to Austin for my master's and my doctorate at UT. And I was teaching at Austin Community College and playing in the Austin Symphony and thinking maybe that was where the end of the road was for me. But having that experience in Australia really broke the door open again and really boosted my confidence to say you can do something more.
That's Colleen McCullough. She's a violinist from Kansas, and that experience in Australia was the YouTube Symphony Orchestra project, the first ever online collaborative orchestra. Conductor Michael Tilson Thomas headed up the project, which culminated in a concert performance in Sydney, Australia. After going through the fairly rigorous audition process, Michael Tilson Thomas chose Colleen to sit as concertmaster with the group.
Going down there was a bit exciting for me as well as nerve-wracking, sitting concertmaster in a completely different country on a completely different stage with this incredible conductor. And that's what really gave me kind of the boost to go after an orchestral career as my profession.
And it was after that experience, after she'd worked with Michael Tilson Thomas, and after she started to seriously think again about a career as a symphony violinist, that Colleen decided to try to participate in the New World Symphony. And she says she's definitely not sorry she made that decision.
Well, I can tell you that something that's come back into my life since being here is getting goosebumps with performances. Just knowing, being really into all of the energy and the vibrancy of every performance that's put forth. Everyone down here is giving 100% to their art, to their craft, and really bringing it in every performance. And I think that's what is so unique about this orchestra is that there's not one weak link in the orchestra. And I feel like here, the energy from that is what is propelling me to get up in the morning and to get into a practice room and to get better at what I'm doing so that I can be a better member for this orchestra as well. And it's very inspiring to know that everyone here is so good.
There's one other reason that Colleen is so pleased to be working with the New World Symphony this season, and his name is Gil Shaham.
He's been one of my most influential artists of all time. I remember back doing my DMA, I was choosing repertoire for my DMA 1 recital. And my teacher asked me, he's like, what would you like to play? And I said, oh, if I could have a dream program, it would include Prokofiev's Sonata No. 1 in F minor. My favorite recording is actually of Gil Shaham and his sister Orly. And the third movement is so celestial. Gil Shaham just has a way with his playing that every piece that he plays, it sounds like it's being performed for the first time. It's not like you put a recording on and it's like, oh yeah, I know that recording, it's Gil Shaham. It's like, ooh, I really like that phrase. I really like what he's doing with those colors. And I really want to know his secrets.
That's violinist and first-year fellow Colleen McCullough. Looking forward to Gil Shaham's performance with the New World Symphony this weekend. You can read more at nws.edu. I'm Elena C. Hope you can join me again next Wednesday as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.